everyone. It's Allison Phillips here, and I'm back with you again for another expert interview. Today I have on the line Larissa Humphrey, who is a certified tax coach who specializes in revealing tax strategies that can save medical professionals over $90,000 per year in taxes. Larissa is a former IRS employee and the author of the book Pay Yourself Instead of Uncle Sam. She also co-authored the book Breaking the Tax Code. Now, Larissa has helped business owners save on taxes for the last 21 years, and today she's going to reveal three tax-saving strategies that's actually used by only 2% of medical professionals out there. These are the very strategies that can save them up to and over $90,000 in taxes each year. And I know anyone hearing this wants to know if this is all legal, so we'll make sure Larissa answers that question too, because I'm sure she gets that question all the time. But before we get there, I want to first welcome Larissa to our expert interview today. Larissa, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you so much for having me, Allison.
Awesome. I'm so excited to have you on the call today. I can't wait to hear these tax strategies. They sound phenomenal. Before we get into that, can you tell us a little bit about how you started out helping medical professionals save so much in taxes each year? Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I saw on TV that Ross Perot paid less than $2,000 in personal income tax. So I got really, really mad because I had made $35,000 that year, and I paid more than $4,000 in federal tax alone. So I had to find out what was going on. Why was it legal for me to pay more than double the taxes a billionaire pays? So I got busy. I took a lot of income tax classes, went to work for the IRS, and learned as much as I could learn about how people save money on taxes. And yes, it is 100% legal.
Well, I'm excited to hear that, as well as our listeners, I'm sure, because that's probably a question you get all the time, I would imagine, right?
Yes, it is.
Whether it's legal or not. And the key thing to remember here is Larissa did work for the IRS, so she does know exactly what things are okay to put and totally legal to put on your tax return and deductions, and we're going to get into that as well. Larissa, I was reading some of your bio as well, and you were talking about, right in there, that you also connect with other tax professionals as well, just to stay abreast of what's happening with tax strategies.
Yes, I'm a certified tax coach, and that's what we do is specialize in finding tax strategies for our clients. We spend about 10 hours a month networking with each other, researching and discussing how we can save our clients more and more money every year.
Yeah, and I know that the tax code and everything to understand about taxes changes all the time, so staying abreast of that and investing 10 hours a month of your own time to stay on top of that is really cool. What I want to get into next is, I know that as a tax coach, as a certified tax coach, you're probably hearing a lot of challenges from medical professionals in terms of how much taxes they're frustrated in paying each year. I wanted to just tap into some of your knowledge and your expertise there. If you can share with us some of the problems and the challenges that you see coming up, and I know everybody listening is also can't wait to hear some of the tax strategies, but before we get into the tax strategies, I want to tap into a little bit of what you know and what you have heard from medical professionals in terms of the challenges that they're experiencing. So if you can share with us, what's the number one thing that keeps coming up in terms of coaching medical professionals on how to save money on taxes each year? What is one of the problems that you hear coming up a lot?
I keep hearing people coming in saying they are making a lot of money, but they still feel like they're broke. And, you know, every year they're making more and more money because they're getting a raise on their job, but they're still in the same boat. They're just not getting anywhere, not building any wealth. Just all the money comes in and then all the money goes out.
Why is this surfacing? Why do they have this problem?
Most of them work for hospitals or other medical facilities, and they have a W-2. They're considered an employee, and they don't realize how much they're paying in taxes every year.
And what's an example of that? I know you've worked with a lot of professionals. What's an example of someone who is in that category?
I have one doctor who makes $500,000. He wanted to invest in a business venture his friend was doing, and he didn't have $10,000. So he couldn't believe he made $500,000 and he didn't have $10,000 at his fingertips.
That does sound quite surprising that he's making $500,000 a year, and I'm sure medical professionals listening can probably identify with that, making a lot of money and feeling like you're actually doing pretty well in terms of the number of dollars that you're bringing in. But then you look at the end of the day, and for this particular client of yours, looks around and he wants to invest in his friend's business. He's making all this money, but he can't even find $10,000 in extra cash to invest. That's really surprising.
Mm-hmm. But all too common.
And I'm guessing that part of the reason that he is not bringing home as much as he has and doesn't have as much disposable cash is that he is paying too much in taxes.
Oh, definitely. He was paying almost $200,000 a year in taxes. So
wow.
In the last 5 years, he paid over $1 million in taxes, and he could have been saving that money or using it to invest in different ventures or just have it in his pocket.
That's pretty astounding, and that's a really interesting thing that we don't realize, that this client of yours did not realize. When we're paying taxes each year and it's being taken out before we actually get our paycheck, we don't even look back at how much is being taken out, and I guess this is the frustration and the problem that this particular client was experiencing. Anything else that you can share with us in terms of problems that you encounter when you're helping people through this?
Another common problem is business owners, medical professionals that don't have their businesses structured in order to reduce taxes as low as possible.
And this is a little bit different than the person who's getting a W-2 and getting a check. This person owns their own business, sort of an entrepreneurial medical professional. And
right.
They are not organizing their business as a business owner to reduce taxes as low as possible.
You got it.
And from your experience, Larissa, what is causing them to continue along this path? How is it that they don't realize that?
I believe that they just never consulted a tax professional that could guide them on how to structure their business or how to organize it. So they just don't know. They're unaware of what they should be doing. Or either the tax person that they're using just files the taxes, but they don't know how to help them reduce their taxes so they can pay much less.
And that's an interesting thing, too, for our listeners who are in the medical profession right now. Think about whether this is a challenge for you. You do have somebody who's doing your taxes, but are they a tax planning coach? Because that's very different than somebody who's actually doing your taxes. Larissa, I love tapping into stories because I know that that's where people learn the most. Do you have an example of somebody who is experiencing this as a medical entrepreneurial professional?
I have a client that operated his business as a sole proprietorship for like 30 years. And every year he was paying between $30,000 and $50,000 in taxes because he thought that's what he had to do. So now he's about ready to retire, but he can't because over the years he's paid so much to Uncle Sam, he doesn't have any retirement. He never set up a retirement plan. So he just has to keep working because he doesn't have the money to retire.
It's very frustrating, I can well imagine.
Oh, yeah.
And so he was also overpaying in taxes.
Oh, yeah. He paid more than $1.2 million to Uncle Sam over the years. And
wow.
Since he didn't have any kind of retirement plan, that should have been it. If you could invest $30,000 to $50,000 a year in your retirement plan, you'd be set.
And it's so frustrating that at 74 he's realizing, looking back and all the years that he had paid in taxes, tallying all that up and realizing, gosh, I have already paid a $1.2 million in taxes and could have saved that money and invested it and be in a much better place at 74. Wow.
Yes, that's true.
Anything else comes to mind from your own personal experience in coaching business owners out there on paying too much in taxes? Any other problems that you can just enlighten us on?
Another thing that's really, really common is people know a little bit about tax deductions and how they should file their taxes, but they're not really taking full advantage of all the different deductions that are available to them. You know, you ever heard how a little knowledge is dangerous?
Yeah, right. And we think we know. It's like, well, I know what deductions. My tax person filing has told me a few different deductions. So what are they missing, and how is this emerging for a person like that?
Mainly because their tax person doesn't really specialize in tax planning. They specialize in tax preparation. So they know how to put the numbers on the page, but they don't know how to plan so that the person doesn't have to pay a lot of taxes. And a lot of times the business goes along and, you know, when you first start, you naturally take a loss. And then once you start making a profit, you find out that you're paying almost half of your money in taxes.
And the pre-planning, I think this is the key thing for our listeners, is that the pre-planning before the actual tax preparation is what saves you on that time. And I'm sure Larissa is going to get into some more of that as we go along. And can you share an example in this particular place where not taking full advantage of all the tax deductions? Do you have an example of somebody who was in that place where they weren't tapping into that?
I have one client, I feel so bad for her, because she worked hard for years to try to get her business to a profitable state. Well, the year it became profitable, she made $200,000 profit. But when she came in to do her taxes, she owed almost $100,000. She didn't know what to do. She, you know, because she had worked so hard all these years, she finally gets there, and then she has to give away half of her profit.
What a shocker. I'm sure she's walking in there thinking, geez, I have all this extra money now, and then all of a sudden, whoop, cut out.
Exactly.
Wow. And what was it that caused her to be in that place?
Well, as your income increases, your tax bracket increases. So that's why you need a plan in order to channel that income into legal tax deductions so you won't have to pay Uncle Sam, because if you're making 200,000 profit, you're probably in a 34, 35% tax bracket. And then that plus your state taxes is almost 50%.
Ouch. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what we're going to do at this point, because I know everybody is probably waiting to hear some of these tax strategies you've used so successfully with medical professionals. So let's start diving into some of those. I know you're sharing three really key ones with us. Can you tell us what the first one is? What's the first strategy that you recommend to medical professionals out there?
I first recommend that we examine your prior year tax return so we can find all the mistakes and the missed opportunity.
Now,
Because
tell us a
this,
little bit more about that.
we would just look at the return to see what are the things that are incorrect on the return, and what are the ways where you could have saved more money that are not on the return, the missed opportunities, the missed strategies.
And can you
So,
share an example of someone you've worked with where that really played a role in how much taxes they were saving?
remember the guy that was broke, couldn't invest in his friend's business ventures, but he made
Right,
a
he was
half a
making half
million
a
dollars?
million.
Well, what we did is focus on getting that $200,000 back from Uncle Sam. We had to create some new deductions by restructuring his business. We opened an additional business that as an additional stream of income for him. We found a few wealth building strategies, and we changed the way his automobile was being written off. We also started a plan where not only did the company get a write-off for the mileage of the car, but he also received tax-free money for driving his car. This is money that he did not have to pay taxes on, and the company still got the deduction. And he drives a lot. So the company got a deduction for $22,000, and then he received $22,000 tax-free money. So that helped put some more money back into his pocket.
Right, I can well imagine. And what was the outcome for him?
Well, after we worked together, We decreased his taxes by $86,000.
So that's $86,000 back in his pocket every
Back in his
single
pocket.
year.
Yes.
Not just a one-time thing, every single year, and perhaps even more as his salary or income increases as well.
Exactly.
Amazing, amazing. And for some of you who are listening right now, this is one example, a client that Larissa has worked with and already quickly was able to save $86,000 a year in taxes. And I know it's kind of jaw-dropping when you aren't aware of these strategies, but some of the things that Larissa mentioned here on the different things that she focused on with this particular client, it's pretty easy to see how you the dollars can add up to get to being anywhere between 80 and 100K that you're saving. That's really, really amazing. What's the biggest takeaway that you want our listeners to take from this particular strategy?
Well, this works great if for married people, but it also works if you have two cars. If you switch cars with your spouse every other week, or you could do it every other month, you will double your automobile deduction.
Wow, I
Even if you're
never knew
driving,
that.
yeah, even if you're driving the same amount of miles, but you'll double that deduction.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew? Wow, okay. And that's just the first one, folks. We still have two more to go. So, Larissa, what is the second one that you wanted to share with us today? What's the second strategy that you've used with great success?
Well, I would examine your monthly budget so I can find all the personal expenses that we can turn into business tax deductions.
And what's an example of somebody you've worked with where that really played a role in how much taxes they were able to save?
Well, remember I was telling you about the doctor who operated as a sole proprietor and paid $1.2 million in taxes over the 30 years? Well, with him, we worked on restructuring his business by forming a different business entity. We figured out how to get the maximum amount out of the home office. We instituted a plan where his medical expenses could be written off as business expenses. And because he'd been in business so long, we found a way for him to get a double deduction for all his equipment.
Wow. And so what was the end result for him? I'm curious to know.
Well, instead of paying $30,000 to $50,000 in taxes, that following year he got a $2,000 refund.
So he was paying 30 to 50 grand in taxes. So then at the end of all this work that you did with him in restructuring and in getting the home office deducted and all of that, so at the end of that, he's not only not paying the 30 to 50 K, he's actually getting money back.
That's right. That's the
Amazing.
beauty of it.
I'm sure that was a very happy client. What's the main thing you want people to take away from this particular strategy?
Well, if you've been in business for a while, you probably have accumulated quite a bit of equipment and you probably have depreciated it out. So that means you're no longer getting a deduction for it. But what you can do is called a gift leaseback, where you give your equipment to someone in a lower tax bracket and then you lease it back from them. Now they get a, yeah, it's great. They get a deduction for the depreciating the items, and then you, the company, gets a deduction for the lease, for leasing it from them. So everybody wins. It's a great strategy.
That is amazing. Wow, I can see how these hidden strategies aren't things that we would normally think about in terms of reducing our taxes each year. And again, this is really a good example of the difference between tax preparation and tax planning. So what Larissa does as medical professionals is she pre-plans these things so at the time of filing your taxes, all of these things have been set up in advance in order to produce the minimum amount of taxes owed or taxes paid for you. So this is really great. Okay, so we've learned a lot so far, and this person's saved 30, was 50, actually $50,000 in taxes. The first person saved $86,000 in taxes. So I'm just reinforcing this so our listeners can really see the value of what you're doing with your clients here. And I'm excited to find out the last and final strategy that you're going to share with us today. Can you dive into some of that?
Sure. The next thing we do is examine the flow of business so we can create some new tax deductions.
Okay, say more about that. Like how do you work with people on that, or what's an example of how you've done that?
Well, the lady that was had to pay $100,000 in taxes because she made a $200,000 profit because she wasn't taking advantage of all the deductions that were available. So what we did again was restructure the business so we could get the maximum amount of deductions and reduce the taxes as much as possible. We also split the business into two different parts and had one business pay the other for administrative services. Then we set up retirement plans for her and her husband, changed the way the cars were written off so they could get tax-free money, wrote off their pool as an athletic facility since one of the offices was in their home. We also increased the home office deduction and wrote off the daughter's private school and arranged a plan that would pay for college and set up their daughter for life. And we wrote it all off on their taxes.
Wow. Okay, and what was the grand total that she saved?
Well, the year before she paid $100,000. This year she got a $400 refund.
So not only did she not pay $100,000 in taxes, she actually got money back.
That's right.
That's amazing. So what's the key thing that you want people to really grasp from this particular strategy that you used with this client of yours?
That you can use tax planning to leave a legacy for your children. When we wrote off the daughter's private school, and we also began paying into a life insurance plan as part of the daughter's pay, because we put the daughter on the payroll. So when she is 60 years old, she'll have $4 million. And then in the meantime, she can borrow from it to pay for college, to buy a house, a wedding, whatever, or whatever she needs it for. And they all get a tax deduction for the money we're using to set his daughter up.
Wow. Again, more strategies that we would not have ordinarily thought about. But with tax planning, you pre-think all of these things out. And of course, you need to talk to somebody like Larissa who knows this stuff inside and out and can go through everything that you're doing in order to show you and really uncover and unearth and also bring to the surface all of the different deductions that are available to you. I think that's the key thing. If you're just preparing your taxes, the person preparing your taxes may not be aware of all of the deductions that are available to you and the write-offs and things and the strategies you can use, not just deductions and write-off, but the strategies you can use to decrease the amount that you're paying in taxes each year. The one thing that I want to reinforce here, because Larissa, you shared a lot of really cool strategies that you've used with your clients, but I think there's a cautionary note here too that you can't just go out and just apply these strategies, correct? I mean, you really need somebody who understands how to implement them, correct?
That's right. First of all, they have to be set up in the year that you are, claiming on that tax return. So for 2012, all of these strategies have to be in place in 2012. When you get ready to file the taxes in 2013, it's going to be too late. Secondly, there are very strict IRS rules that have to be adhered to in order for you to be able to take the deduction. So
So it's
you
not
have to
something
do
that
it
you can just
right.
hear and go, oh, let me just go write off my pool as an athletic facility, right?
No, no,
Can't do that. Okay,
no.
I would imagine there is some paperwork involved and some real specific rules that you have to follow in order to be able to do that.
That's right,
Okay.
exactly.
And that's where your expertise comes in. You're very familiar with that, so it's not something that would throw you for a loop. You know exactly what to do.
That's right.
Awesome. Okay, so as we wrap up here, Larissa, I just wanted to ask you to just do a quick recap of the three strategies that you shared with us today.
Well, let's see. First thing we did was examine the prior year's tax return to find all the mistakes and the missed opportunities. And let's see, that resulted in an $86,000 tax saving. Secondly, we examined the monthly expenses so we can figure out how we can turn personal expenses into business tax deductions. and that was a $50,000 saving. And the last thing we do is examine the flow of business so we can create new tax deductions. And that ended up saving one of my clients $100,000.
And I hope you guys listening see the possibility that is knocking on your door right now, because if you don't have access to these kinds of strategies and to the expertise that Larissa is bringing to the table here, you won't know how to implement some of these strategies. I love the one, my favorite is the middle one, which is turning the personal expenses into business tax deductions as a business owner. That's totally intriguing, and I'm sure for the medical professionals that are listening, they haven't thought about that because we get so focused on the business side and what we can do to maximize revenue and decrease expenses on the business side. We don't even bring in, well, I'm sitting here in my home office, or there's other things that I may be doing that connects to some of the personal expenses I may be experiencing that may be tied into the business itself. So I think that's really, really awesome that you've been able to share with us and reveal those strategies for us today. I know that we've gone through a lot of material in a pretty short span of time. So I know that some of our listeners may be wondering what's the best way to reach you to find out more about these strategies that you've used so successfully with medical professionals that you have worked with. Can you tell us how our listeners can reach you?
Sure. Just call me at 770-451-6330.
Can you repeat that? 770.
770-451-6330.
6330. And what can they do when they call you? What's the opportunity for them there?
Well, we can set up a free consultation so we can try to identify what strategies would be available to you and how much you can save on your taxes.
Great. So if they bring in like their last tax return, how much taxes they paid, and perhaps some of their paperwork on how much they're typically paying in taxes, through that free consultation, you can show them what is possible in terms of tax savings for the next tax year.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So for those of you listening, you might get the great news that you can get $86,000 or $50,000 or $100,000 back in your pocket before you file your taxes in the next year. And certainly, you know, because I know people are listening to this at various times during the year, but what one thing that Larissa said earlier was you really need to set things up. We're doing this interview at the beginning of the year, but people may be listening to it all different times during the year. But you want to make sure that you take that step to set things up. And I know that Larissa works with her clients at a few different levels in terms of how you can access her expertise. So I would definitely encourage you to give her a call. Let me repeat that number again. The telephone number is 770-451-6330. And we're talking with Larissa Humphrey, who is a certified tax coach, and she specializes in helping medical professionals. I think that's pretty interesting because I have not heard of tax professionals that really have specialized in the medical field. So that's somebody you definitely want to tap into. Think again also, who are you working with right now in terms of getting your taxes done and putting your tax planning in place? Is it a general tax person, or is it somebody that specializes in helping people in the medical profession? And when you choose somebody that specializes in helping people in your field, they understand what you're doing in your business and also in your medical professional world. So that person has a lot of insight and depth of insight, like Larissa does, in really understanding how to maximize the tax savings. So I definitely would encourage you, as you're listening, as we're wrapping up here, to write down Larissa Humphrey's telephone number. Again, I'll repeat it before we end, 770-451-6330. Thank you so much, Larissa, for the amazing insights that you revealed to us in this interview. I'm so, so, so glad you said yes to this interview today, this expert interview, and I'm sure that everyone who has the opportunity to listen to what you're sharing today, their minds are going to be spinning with how many different opportunities are available to them for saving on their taxes. So thank you for being with us on the call today, Larissa, and hopefully we'll be back with you again. Maybe you have more other things to share with us. I know that you have an e-zine with tips that you share with people as well, so they can ask you more about that too. Thank you, everyone, for being on the call with us today. And again, feel free to reach out to Larissa. I'll give her phone number one last time, 770-451-6330. Thank you, everyone. Bye for now.